as South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Beth Foster. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning. Oh, there he is. Good morning, David.
Oh, you've had me on hold again. Good morning.
Sorry about that. Hey, David, how are you?
Doing good.
All right. Well, here we are. And so we've got a topic this week about your personal data, which we know is probably definitely available online. But here's how to remove it from national public data. So let's talk about what this means and what that database is.
Exactly. Remember back in early 2024, last year, that National Public Data had a cyber attack, massive cyber attack, resulting in the leak of 2.7 billion records. That's a lot of information, and included Social Security numbers.
Wow.
So it affected people in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada. And they were a background checking company. So they had lots of information on lots of people.
Okay.
So interestingly, now they went after multiple lawsuits and bankruptcy filing. They finally shut the site down, but now someone's purchased or repurchased that company.
Oh, okay.
So it's a new Florida-based company called Perfect Privacy LLC that has purchased the data, all the data that they still had on their servers, and they're now offering anonymous domain registration for web domains. But the site now brands itself as a free people search engine. That's where this comes into play. All your information, if it was in the NPD database leak back in 2024, it's still there right now.
Okay.
I think I've used that website, actually, or, I Googled stuff about somebody, and it always pops up.
Yep. And it's going to continue to pop up. And, the information came from sources like government records, social media, and property databases. So they have quite a bit of information on you. As a matter of fact, we were looking through it, and some family members' information showed up, and it was very accurate.
Really?
And very discerning with the information that they had on people.
Wow.
They have my parents' addresses going back to probably 25 years.
Wow.
Oh, a lot of information. Okay. So it's all there. And so chances are then if it was there on the national public data, then it would be available now, right?
Correct. It's still there. And now anyone can get to it.
Okay.
So I can go on and look up Beth or Rob.
Uh-oh.
Or anyone else that I want to look up and see what your information is. So there's where this becomes a challenge.
Okay. All right. So did you say is there a way to get rid of it or to remove it?
There is. It's not so simple as just asking it to be done. You have to actually log in or log on to their website, find your profile by looking for your name, searching your name, and then copying that URL where it shows up on the web, and then you paste it into the opt-out form, and then request removal. So it's a couple of steps you have to do, but I recommend and suggest that everyone check and do this.
Okay. All right. So national public data, and you can opt out, and does it work? Do we know if they really, remove it?
Great question, Rob. I would hope so. I would hope that this is a much more legitimate company than NPD was originally. But I don't know. You do what you can do, and you hope that everything works out the way you want it to work out. Now, for instance, now I've been testing some of those services like Delete Me and all the ones that are supposed to search the web for your data and delete it every time it shows up. And interestingly enough, none of my data that was there in 2024 wasn't there when I looked yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's good. Because I feel as if it's not just that website that pops up when you search about information about somebody. There's still white pages that happen, like whitepages.com pops up. And then also so many other kind of similar parallel websites where there's data collected about somebody. Somebody can find my address, I've realized. Thank goodness that I kind of have a common name. But if you know enough about me, which you can by listening to the show,
sure,
you could easily easily show up at my doorstep. And I really just thought it was unavoidable. Is it avoidable, you know, if not on this NPD, but is it avoidable, you know, with Google search results in general?
I believe that it will be. But okay. It's going to take some effort and also some cost involved, because there's going to be data aggregators collecting data all the time because it's a saleable product.
Right. Mm.
So that's why I'm testing, and we've talked about this, and I've been testing it for over a year now, the different types of removal tools that you can sign up for. It's an annual fee, but they could continually search the web for your information, and they request the removals for you. Mm. So it depends on how private you want to be. I'm just trying to find the best way for folks to become more private with their data, because it's not going to stop. It's only going to get worse. Yeah. But this one, I think, is very bad, because you can look up anybody's data if you just know their name and perhaps the state that they live in. You don't need much more than that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, it's important to think about, and you're right. I mean, I guess with the data being available, I'd like to know, and I'm glad you're testing, because I think most people would want to know whether or not these data removal sites are a scam, just another way for people to, you know, to look for your money. So it'd be nice to know if any of this stuff works. You know what I mean?
Exactly. At this point, I find one called Delete Me.
Yeah.
Is probably the best one that I found thus far. Okay. But I'm still running tests on them. And the signal I'm running the tests, if I'm using three or four of those devices or those applications, I'm not really sure which one has done the job. So I have to wait till the reports to come in to see what they actually removed.
Oh, which one did it? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So. Well, on the latest here about national public data and opting out, David's got the information there and says it's a good idea to go out and fill out the form. David, where do people go to read the blog and also get the link on how to do that?
Absolutely. Go to actsmartit.com. The link's at the bottom of the article. And it's only a few steps. It only takes a minute or two. And just get your data off there as best you can.
Okay.
ActSmartIT.com. ActSmartIT.com. Good advice as always from David Snell over at ActSmart IT in Wareham, our tech guy.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.